From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Chuck Hagel is being forced to explain some controversial votes and statements on a number of issues, including Iraq, Israel, and Iran, as he seeks confirmation as Secretary of Defense. On Capitol Hill today, the former two-term Republican senator encountered resistance from GOP critics on the Senate Armed Services Committee, who've called Hagel anti-Israel. But Democratic Chairman Carl Levin explained why Hagel should be embraced as the first enlisted man to serve as Secretary of Defense.
It would be a positive message for our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines in harm's way around the world to know that one of their own holds the highest office in the Department of Defense and that he has their backs.
Hagel is a decorated Vietnam War veteran. The Senate is expected to vote today on legislation to suspend enforcement of the debt ceiling for 3 months. The bill would allow the Treasury to borrow enough money to pay the government's bills at least through mid-May. The Republican-led House passed the measure last week. The New York Times says Chinese hackers repeatedly penetrated its computer systems over the past 4 months. NPR's Louisa Lim reports the attacks appear to be part of a broader campaign against American media.
In late October, the Times reported that family members of China's premier, Wen Jiabao, had accumulated assets of at least $2.7 billion. That very day, unusual activity was noticed on the Times computer network. The Times says the hackers broke into email accounts of two of its journalists and stole passwords belonging to others. The Times says Bloomberg News was also targeted by hackers after it reported on the family fortune of another Chinese leader. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
According to published reports, New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez this month personally repaid nearly $59,000 for two trips to the Dominican Republic aboard a private jet. NPR's SV Date reports the jet is owned by a Florida eye doctor under investigation by the FBI.
Menendez's office on Wednesday had said his trips had been reported appropriately and paid for. That came hours after the FBI searched the West Palm Beach offices of Salomon Melgen, a friend of Menendez and a major political donor. But Menendez chief of staff, Dan O'Brien, later told NBC News that a search of records had found that one flight in 2010 had been paid for by the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, which Menendez chaired at the time. Two other flights that year had not been paid for until earlier this month, when Menendez wrote a check for $58,500. The eye doctor, Melgen, has faced tax liens from the IRS. SV Date, NPR News.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow is down 22 points at 13,888. NASDAQ up 3 at 3145. S&P 500 about a point at 1501. You're listening to NPR News. Consumer spending and incomes rose last month in the U.S. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports economists are viewing the latest numbers with caution.
Incomes rose more than 2.5%, the sharpest jump in 8 years. Much of that was corporate bonuses and dividends paid ahead of higher tax rates in the new year. Consumer spending increased slightly in December, but at a slower pace than in November. And Chief Economist Scott Brown at Raymond James & Associates says those higher taxes will be a drag on the economy.
You got an increase in payroll taxes, which is going to be a real restraint, I think, on consumer spending in the first half of this year.
It's that spending by consumers which accounts for more than two-thirds of economic growth. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Communities from the south through the northeastern U.S. still reeling from tornadoes, floods, and power outages. More than 100,000 homes and businesses in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and upstate New York lost electricity in the latest severe storms, and many homes are damaged or destroyed in Adairsville, Georgia. The storms are blamed in at least two deaths. Iran and Syria are threatening retaliation for a rare Israeli airstrike inside Syrian territory near the capital, Damascus. In a letter quoted on Syrian state television, the foreign ministry tells the UN, quote, Syria holds Israel and those who are protecting it at the Security Council responsible for the results of the attack, unquote. It also says it confirms its right to defend its land. At last check on Wall Street, Dow was down 35 points to 13,876. NASDAQ up slightly at 3143. This is NPR.